60 seconds away from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning. But before we get to that, we are your official home for the war on Christmas.
No, yes. We're not.
Yes, we are.
When did we say that?
The other day we told you about how rainbow Christmas trees are destroying the sanctity of the holiday.
That's true.
And Christmas is being threatened by healthy advent calendars that give you nutritious snacks instead of candy, and people are outraged by that.
Ugh.
Tis the season to be outraged. Fa-la-la-la-la. Fa-la-la-la. I think that's how the song goes.
That is appropriate.
Well, looks like there's a new group of terrorists out there trying to take down Christmas. And that group is elementary school children from Belton Lane Primary School in Lincolnshire, England.
Well, that is very specific.
Yep.
Yeah, what are they doing over there?
Well, this week the school issued a notice banning all students and faculty from sending Christmas cards to each other.
No, why?
No Christmas cards.
That's like a cool thing to do
at
school.
So, could they send holiday cards?
No. No cards at all. Yeah. Actually, the idea came from the students, who were approaching the principal saying they're concerned that holiday cards are bad for the environment.
Okay, so holiday emails are okay. So this isn't a war on Christmas thing. It's like, let's save the planet because we have to live here for the next 90 years.
And the principal actually listened to them. And of course, the parents of those students are outraged, saying it's not in the Christmas spirit to ban these Christmas cards.
Ooh.
So the students are for it, and the students' parents are angry about it.
Oh my God.
Why would a parent be angry? That would be just one less thing to do.
Yeah.
You're trying to save the environment?
Right.
Who cares if the North Pole is about to become a tropical oasis and the rainforests are on fire? People need to see my family dressed in matching sweaters. It doesn't matter what happens to the environment. Even if the matching sweaters are the last thing they see before we all die, they need to see it.
I think family Christmas cards are so weird because it's always pictures that I've already seen and liked on social media four times.
That's true,
Well,
like, I don't need a printed version of this.
It's just another weapon in the arsenal in the war on Christmas right there.
Well, I think we'll recover.
Text in 78592. Do you agree that those children are terrorists who hate Christmas? Text it in 78592. All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke is drawing a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Myself.
Ooh.
Lovely.
All right. Brooke's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock caller question of the day.
A new survey found that the average American does about 5 good deeds per month. And the survey also found the top 10 most common good deeds that we do for each other. Some of the answers that were near the top of that survey included donating clothes, paying for a stranger's meal, and turning in a lost item. But according to the survey, what was the number one most common good deed that Americans will do for strangers?
So a common one has to be something that's really easy, right? My first thought, because I can't believe people don't do this, is holding the door open for someone else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some people don't do that, though.
Yeah, that's so...
Isn't it weird? And then they realize they don't do it, and they still, like, don't apologize or anything. I'm like, wow, okay. It's literally right behind you holding two children, but that's cool, man.
Juggling everything.
Yeah, whatever.
I will say, the one thing that annoys me that people do is when they post about all the good things they do for likes. One of the most common ones that you said is easy that I know, now I'm doing it, that I do is when there's people asking for either money or food outside of a grocery store. I'll try to buy them some soup.
Well, he said that you buy somebody dinner.
Okay. Paying for a stranger's meal.
Yeah.
Okay, but you could also just give them... I'm talking about a homeless person. You can give them $5.
Giving them food is what...
Giving food, them $5.
Because you don't trust them with the money.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which is almost fine.
I don't know if that counts.
I don't trust you with the money. Okay.
I'm going to
move on.
I don't want to give him $5.
Well, he's just going to use it on crack like I'm going to use it.
Exactly.
So
here's some chicken flounces from the deli.
Yeah.
I'm going away from that because he already said giving stranger
or give money
a meal.
To homeless people, Brooke. I was just saying.
I'm going to go with... Okay, one nice thing that I do where I feel really good is, or when people do it for me, is when someone lets you in traffic when you're trying to merge.
That has never happened.
Oh, yeah. No.
Obeying traffic rules. Good deed.
I'm serious, though. Like, I stick my arm out. I wave. Like,
very
I want to go back and give him a hug. I'm like, thank you for letting me in. I hate the people that are just like, oh, you're not going to get in right here. You can't do it. Bumper to bumper. Okay, what's another one?
Read the question one more time.
Okay.
A recent survey found the top 10 most common good deeds that Americans are willing to do for other people. Some of the answers near the top of that included donating clothes, paying for a stranger's meal, and turning in a lost item. But what was the number one most common good deed Americans do for strangers?
Is giving a compliment like a good deed? Like just saying something kind to someone else? Or does that not count as a deed?
It should be normal, but I think it is considered a deed.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, like going out of your way.
Okay, I'm going to go, man.
God,
I like my traffic merging, I'm just saying. I don't think it's a bad idea.
That's not a good deed. No, that's not a good
idea. I'm going to go with my first instinct, hold the door open for other people.
A recent survey found the top 10 most common good deeds that Americans say they do for other people. You only had to tell me the number one answer from the survey, and you're guessing it's holding the door open for somebody.
Yeah.
So let's start with number three. Third on the list was letting someone with fewer items cut in line at the grocery store.
Ooh, that's good.
That's a big one.
That's always nice when someone does that.
Totally.
Number two is holding the door open for a stranger.
Oh!
And the number one good deed Americans will do for others is stopping to give someone directions where they need to find a place to go.
What?
Don't you have GPS?
Does that happen?
Yeah.
When was the last time any of us asked for directions?
Never. Google Maps.
And I've asked for directions. I'm like, hey, do you know where like this building is? If you're like just walking around.
I guess.
And I'd be like, yeah, do you have a phone?
It doesn't need to be like driving directions. It could just be like, hey, do you know where to get, how to get to this place?
Or like, what aisle is this in?
Right.
There's an internet cafe down the street. Go Google it. How do you find the internet cafe?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, you got it wrong. And somebody wanted to hear Give It Away by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Ooh.
So you can sing that before you get shocked. Whenever you're ready.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. What I've got, you gotta give it to your mama. What I've got, you can't.
Oh, intense.
Yeah.
Oh. Rock star.
All right. It's a really intense song.
Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.